أحدكم طعاما فلا يمسح أصابعه حتى يلعقها أو يلعقها. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you eats, then he shouldn't wipe his hand before licking it or having it licked. Yesterday we explained that one is a person licks his fingers. And the sunnah tariqah of licking the fingers is a person starts from the middle finger, then he licks the index finger, and then he licks the thumb. Even this also has got a pattern shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What high level of discipline, that even when we're coming to licking the fingers, not in any haphazard manner, there's a tariqah also for that. Then the other thing we explained is that every bit and every residue is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It deserves that respect. We shouldn't waste it. And we give the incident of the Mufti Farooq Mirati rahmatullah alayh, that how much precaution he took. Even if one or two grains of sugar fell down, he would make it a point of taking his finger, licking it, and picking it up, so that that also doesn't get wasted. We did one more hadith yesterday in Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل بثلاث أصابع فإذا فرغ لائقها رواه مسلم. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating with three fingers. When he finished eating, then he would lick those three fingers. Here we explain that where a person can eat that whatever dish he's eating, if it's easy for him to eat with three fingers, then these are the three fingers he should use, the middle finger, index finger, and thumb. These are the three fingers he should try and use. But if it is something that is hard to eat with three fingers, then there is no problem if he eats with more than three fingers. The food generally that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba would eat was generally dry food. So therefore they would generally use three fingers. But if a person needs to use more because of the type of food he's eating, then there is no problem. عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بلعق الأصابع والصحفة وقال إنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه, he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded, instructed with licking the fingers and the plate, and Nabi عليه السلام said, إنكم لا تدرون, you don't know in which portion of your food there's barakah. Maybe that portion that is left in the plate, that little bit that's left, that is the portion that is barakah. You're leaving that to go down the drain. So therefore, even that also you should lick. Therefore you find the pious people, even after having a bowl of ice cream, they'll take their finger and then clean the sides. So their whole bowl starts shining. It's almost as though it just washed. They won't leave anything there. And this is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would clean everything. He'd lick the fingers. The plate also would be clean, so that no remnants of any gravy is left, of any food is left on the plate. Because why? You don't know which portion there is barakat. Why leave that barakat? Everyone is looking for barakat. Sometimes we're looking for it in the wrong places. Person feels that if I put a noor on my number plate, now I'll get barakat. If I put 786 in my phone number, I'll get barakat. We're all looking for some type of barakat. But barakat is in these things. Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cleaning their food properly. We don't know which part of that plate is barakat or food is barakat. Therefore, Mufti Mahmud sahab rahmatullah alayhi, I mentioned this incident a few times, that when they were putting the foundation and they were building Madrasa Talimuddin in Spingo Beach, then he happened to be there and he took out some money from his pocket and he gave it to the Chati. He said, this is for the Madrasa. So they said, Hazrat, you know what? You're coming from India and you're giving in rupees also. What is the need to give? They got enough funds here to build the madrasa. They don't need your rupees. But what is the thinking behind you wanting to contribute? So then he quoted the same hadith here, that you la tadruna fa'ihimul barakah, that you don't know in which portion there'll be barakah. Even in your charity also, you don't know in which charity you give there'll be barakah. So therefore try and broaden your charity to try and give more places, because you don't know where there will be barakah. Look and see where you feel this may be an opportunity of barakat. Even if it means a few rands, give it there. The few rands with barakat will mean a lot to a person. It will be a very good investment for a person. So this was the thinking. That maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make barakat in this madrasa. And I'll also have a share of that barakat. One hadith for today. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِذَا وَقَعَتْ لُقْمَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا فَلْيُمِتْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a morsel of one of you happens to fall, then فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا فَلْيُمِتْ, this person should pick it up and he should clean it. مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَى, what he should clean, any dirt that had got onto that morsel. وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا, the next thing he should do is eat it. وَلَا يَدَعْهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ, he mustn't leave that now for shaitan. He mustn't leave that for shaitan to eat. He must pick it up, clean it and eat it. وَلَا يَمْسَحْ يَدَهُ بِالْمِنْدِيلِ حَتَّى يَلْعَقَ أَصَابِعَهُ, He should not wipe his fingers with a tissue or with a cloth before he licks it. In other words, first he licks it, he takes all that residue that remains, the barakat, he takes it, and then he wipes it. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِيهِ طَعَامِهِ الْبَرَكَةِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمِ. Because a person does not know in which portion of the food barakat lies. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. If a person starts valuing the small things, then automatically he starts valuing the bigger things. In English there is a saying, penny wise, pound foolish. If a person starts taking care of the pennies, then automatically he starts taking care of the pounds. Person is not careful of the pennies, then where will he take care of the pounds? Whether the person is careful of taking care of the small things, that food that has fallen down on the dasturkhan, that food that is left in the plate, that food that is left on the fingers, automatically Allah Pak will give him the tawfiq of making qadr and appreciating the bigger things. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.